This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hospitals in Turkey and Poland are filling up. Pakistan is restricting domestic travel. The U.S. government is sending more help to the state with the country's worst infection increase. The worldwide surge in coronavirus cases and deaths include even Thailand, which has weathered the pandemic far better than many nations, but now struggles to contain COVID-19. The only exceptions to the deteriorating situation are countries that have advanced vaccination programs, most notably Israel and Britain. The U.S., which is vaccination leader globally, is also seeing a small uptick in new cases. And the White House announced Friday that it would send federal assistance to the state of Michigan to control the state's worsen the nation transmission rate. The World Health Organization said infection rates are climbing in every global region, driven by new virus variants and too many countries coming out of lockdown way too soon. Britain's Prince Philip will be laid to rest with all the honors due a Prince of the United Kingdom and a consort to Queen Elizabeth II. But the coronavirus pandemic means it will be a more low-key farewell than has marked many royal deaths. Pandemic has required changes to the well-prepared plans of Philip's passing, codename Operation Fourth Bridge. Flags on government buildings and royal residences were lowered to half-mast, and British television networks canceled scheduled programs to allow for special coverage after Philip died Friday at the age of 99. More at VOA News.